It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. Welcome to Taylor Talk episode 30. This is Adam.
Mel.
Maya.
And Haley.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I've missed you since last week.
Missed you too.
Aw. Working hand hearts.
Yeah.
Y'all are so sweet.
Adam, you're not Southern. Stop trying.
Taylor Swift podcast. I'm allowed to say it.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, so real quick before we get started, I just wanted to explain something we mentioned on the last episode, but I don't know if it was very clear. When we were talking about different links, such as all the Ronin links being in an episode guide, what that is if you go to taylortalk.org, you'll see on that homepage, I think like 8 or 9 of the recent episodes, I forgot how many, of the recent episodes, just click on any one of those and it'll take you to the episode guide, where it's an outline of the episode, you can stream the episode and actually listen to it, and then you'll see all the links and videos associated with that episode. So that's what we're talking about. Next announcement. Just a warning to everybody, something I read recently. I don't know if you guys read this, but apparently right now, Taylor Swift is the most dangerous celebrity to search for online.
Why?
Basically, because of the hype and popularity surrounding her right now, There are so many people around the world searching Taylor Swift in Google or Yahoo or AOL or whatever search engine they're using, that spammers have started to target them with different viruses, different information stealing stuff. I don't know. I'm not a hacker.
Oh, goodness.
So basically, when you're searching for Taylor Swift stuff online, just be very careful. Make sure it's a trusted source, things like that. You can always search on taylortalk.org and know you're safe. Your information is safe. What?
Do you need some cough medicine?
Yeah. Do you have any?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. But anyway, I really wanted to pass on that message to everyone just to be very careful, because I know all of us are spending plenty of time online right now Google searching Taylor Swift. Just make sure you don't become victim to one of those, I believe they call them cyber criminals, the people that try and steal your information, your name, address, credit card, etc., etc., etc.
Yeah, just stick to reliable websites like her website or like news sources, that kind of thing, and you know that you'll be safe with those. Or taylortalk.org, of course.
Shameless plugs. Absolutely shameless. It's fine.
Yeah, whatever. I'm cool with it.
So, I have a joke this week dedicated to @crayfortay13 on Twitter, who made a special request for this week's joke.
Okay.
So, Belle.
Yes, Adam?
Why didn't the cow cross the road?
Oh, geez. I don't know.
Because he was chicken!
Ha 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 ha.
Giggle.
Hashtag Adam's cow sounds.
Hey, Maya.
Hey, what?
Why did the chick disappoint his mother?
I don't know, Adam. Why?
He wasn't what he was cracked up to be.
Wow.
Haley, you didn't think you would get off free, did you?
Oh no.
I was hoping.
What do you get when a chicken lays an egg on top of a barn?
I don't know, Adam.
An egg roll. Da-da.
Oh my god.
Wow, you just keep getting better.
I thought those were funny. You guys are so mean to me. You guys are so mean to me. Yeah, whatever. Let's just hear from Rick with his industry tip of the week. Rick?
Rick's tips are really awesome, but they're even awesomer when they come after Adam's bad jokes, because Adam sets the bar like really low and then Rick sets it really high.
You mean come after Adam's awesome jokes?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't mean that at all.
Hey guys, it's Rick Barker with the Music Industry Blueprint Talent Tip of the Week. And this one's going to be quite interesting, because for a lot of you artists out there, I was just in a meeting with a friend of mine named Mark O'Shea, and his band, you can check them out, is TheRealOshea.com. TheRealOshea.com. And we're sitting here, they're having the opportunity, they have a brand new record coming out in January. And one of the things that I'm really encouraging artists to do is don't be afraid to ask your fans what they want. Think about that for a second. If you're debating on which YouTube videos to cover or which songs you'd like to sing to them, what if you went ahead and started asking your fans ahead of time what they want? So whenever they receive something from you, it seems to be, one, that you're listening to them, and two, it's something that you know that they want. So go grab your Twitter account, grab your Facebook account, and ask your fans. Say, hey, getting ready to go in the studio, going to do a new YouTube cover. Which one should I do? And let them tell you. If you'd like more free information about the music business, go ahead and go back to the Taylor Talk website and click on the Music Industry Blueprint link, and I've got 7 keys for increasing your odds in the music business. That's this week's Talent Tip of the Week. Enjoy the rest of the show, and we'll talk to you next week. Ciao.
We have a lot of voicemails this week, which is awesome because I love voicemails. All right. So first voicemail comes from Aubrey. So let's hear from Aubrey.
Hi, it's Aubrey from Virginia, and I'm just calling in to say I'm a really big fan of you guys. I discovered this podcast probably about 2 months ago and have been listening nonstop. And I would like to say, Adam, that I actually do really love your Taylor puns. They're hilarious. Well, that's it. Bye.
Ha! Ha! Wait a minute! Ha! I told you I make people laugh.
Adam, I hate to point this out to you, but she's praising your Taylor puns, not your jokes.
Yeah, those are a little different.
Poor Adam, he's like sulking now.
Hey, well, Aubrey, thanks for boosting Adam's self-esteem a little bit. Even though we just broke it again.
Gosh, you're all terrible. You're horrible, horrible people. Anyway, on to the next voicemail from Catherine. Catherine, take it away.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I just wanted to say, in the preview for the MTV Music Awards, and the guy held up a picture and was like, stop writing songs about me. That picture's face was photoshopped on. Was that a Jake Gyllenhaal picture?
You know what, Catherine, I think you're right. I think that was Kevin Hart's head on Jake Gyllenhaal's body.
It was. That's like one of the like more famous paparazzi shots of the two of them.
Right, so...
laughed so hard when I saw that.
Me too.
You know what? When that video came out, I actually tweeted something about how I thought it verified the song being about Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, I mean, it was that. And then on top of all of the hints in the music video, I think we're pretty...
I think short of Taylor saying, everybody, this song is about Jake Gyllenhaal, which she hasn't done, I think, short of that, I think it's pretty clear that it is.
Yeah.
Cool. And we got one more voicemail for now. We have some more later in the show for you. Lauren left us a voicemail. So, Lauren.
Hey, this is Lauren, a.k.a. 13lovestory13 on TC. So, you know, friend me, message me, whatever you like. But I would love to talk to you about Taylor's new single, her newest one. And there's been a lot of talk about how We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together was not a very personal or in-depth song. But I want to say her new one, which I'm sorry to say that I can't pronounce. I'm not sure quite how to pronounce it. But her new song really is. And I love that song. And every time I listen to it, it just makes me cry. And it's now my 4th favorite song ever. And it's kind of creeping up there to 3. But I just want to say that I love it, and it's not really, like, it may not be what Taylor normally writes, but it's beautiful in itself, and I'm really happy that Taylor wrote that song. And one of my favorite lines is where it says, come on, baby, with me, we're going to fly away from here, and that just... catches me right in my heart and makes me cry every time, because to me that song really says, you know, I remember you, I love you, and you're my everything, and I wish that we could, you know, get out of here. And so, anyways, that's my speculation of that song. Oh my gosh, it's 1:13. Special, which in military time is 13:13, so this is a really great time for me right now. So, I don't know. I'll probably go listen to, like, Sparks Fly or something. Anyway, thanks. Bye.
All right, so thanks for that, Lauren. It's always great to hear your guys' opinions. You always hear our opinions when we're talking about it on the show. So, if you have an opinion on what we're talking about, just send us a little voicemail. Yeah? Thumbs up for you guys.
Yay.
Another bit of random stuff going on right now. We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together since last night dropped from its number one spot on iTunes to number two. Sad face.
But isn't it still number one on the Billboard Hot 100? I think it is.
I'm not sure.
I think it is.
But it's number two on iTunes at the time of this recording.
Sad.
And Ronin is down to 21, so sad Urface.
Yeah.
Guys, go support cancer and buy another copy of Ronin.
Give it to your friends.
Just start creating more Apple IDs. Just keep new Apple IDs.
Buy more copies for your friends, yeah.
And if you haven't bought it yet, please do.
Please, it's for a really good cause.
And remember, the link to buy it if you're international is in our episode guide from episode 29.
29.
So you can find that link.
Yeah, yeah. And then, last bit of random stuff going on. Well, sort of random. Is, you know, we always talk about on the calendar about Red coming out on October 22nd, and we listed the countries for you that TaylorSwift.com has listed. However, at TaySwiftyUK on Twitter confirmed for us that it will be out in the UK on October 22nd also. That is 100% because I have pre-ordered from her UK label Mercury. So, UK fans, you get it on the 22nd also. Woohoo!
And you can pre-order it, apparently, so you should do that.
Yeah.
And US people, we can pre-order it too now.
Sure can.
Yeah.
How many people have already? I have.
Actually, haven't yet, but I'm going to.
I haven't yet just because I couldn't do it on the last paycheck.
Well, next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Haley, give us the calendar.
Well, this weekend, Taylor is going to be at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas. So that is going to be a lot of fun. And we'll probably see her get to perform her songs again. So if you're there, have fun. And
tweet us.
Tweet us and tell us how much fun you're having.
Yeah.
What do you think she'll perform? Like, I mean, she'll be doing more than one song, I'm guessing.
I mean, obviously she's going to do the single. I don't know, she might do something like what she did in Brazil, where she'll, like, do the single and then do some older songs, too.
Do some older ones?
But we will
see. Well, you know she's not doing Ronin. That's the wrong event for that.
No, I don't think she's going to do Ronin. I think it'll be,
Watch her do Ronin, like, Aerosmith gets off stage, and now we're bringing on Taylor Swift, and she starts singing Ronin, and the whole crowd starts bawling after Aerosmith steps off.
Yeah, no, I don't think she's going to do that. I think Ronin was kind of like a one-time sort of thing.
All right, I guess we'll find out soon.
Yeah.
And then, on October 22nd, just about a month after she sings at the iHeartRadio, you can get Red, since it's going to be out.
Yay!
Wow!
Yay!
That's so soon. That's a month away only.
That's so exciting.
No, it's getting closer.
I know. I'm like getting all happy and
all warm and tingly inside.
I know. I'm all warm and fuzzy.
Being like, OMG, Red's coming out soon.
I love new music.
Me too.
Especially Taylor new music.
Awesome. Hey, you guys.
Hey, what?
What?
Do you think that I could go back to school and become a teacher in the next, like, couple of days?
I wish you the best of luck with that.
Maybe.
Well, no, I was thinking I want to become a teacher because, see, what's going on is that on October 24th, Taylor's going to do a live classroom webcast of The Power of Reading. And, it's put on by Scholastic. And if you are a teacher, you can register and try and go.
What?
That's exciting.
I have a lot of friends who are teachers. I should crash their classrooms for one morning.
That'd be so fun if your teacher signed up and then you got to have like a live web chat with Taylor in your classroom.
That would be awesome.
You know, I don't know if it's a two-way communication.
No, I don't think so, but it still would just be cool to like watch it.
Right.
That would be really cool. I agree. And it's going to be hosted by MTV's Sway Calloway.
That guy's cool. He does all the interviews with Taylor after she comes out with new music videos.
Yeah.
He seems like a cool dude.
He does.
So I'm kind of bummed I'm not a teacher right now.
Yeah.
Just for that reason.
Maybe you should, like, find, like, a someone that you know is still in school. Go, like, crash their class.
Belle, if you were a teacher, where would you register?
Oh, at scholastic.com.
Ah, of course.
Very easy to do. Scholastic.com. Go register. See Allison Taylor stuff.
Cool.
Cool.
And, of course, we'll link that in the episode guide. Cool. Thanks for the calendar, Miss Haley and Miss Belle. On to the news with Maya Papaya. Yeah, I just went there. What up, Maya?
Thank you, Adam. Okay, so our first news item is that the deluxe edition of Red is going to be available exclusively at Target, and it is currently available for pre-order. So you can go to Target.com and you can pre-order it. It is $16.99. There's going to be three songs that aren't on the regular album and three remixes of songs that are on the album. And that's going to come out on October 22nd, just like the regular album is. So sweet. Head over to Target.com and pre-order your copy.
Yay.
Yeah. And our other item is that, as you probably know, Taylor just got back from a quick little trip in Brazil. She got to meet a lot of fans, and she performed on some TV shows. She also did a concert where she performed a bunch of songs that she did on Speak Now Tour, like Mine, and I think she did Mine, and Sparks Fly, and 15, and Love Story. And she also performed Long Live with Paula Fernandez, who, if you don't know, is a Brazilian singer. And she recorded, Paula recorded a version where she, like, did a duet of it with Taylor's vocal. And then they actually got to meet for the first time just this past week and performed it together at the concert. It was really cool. And there's some videos of it that are going to be in the episode 30 guide on TaylorTalk.org. So
sweet!
You should
head
there.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Yay.
Cool.
Cool. Thanks for the news, Maya Papaya.
You're welcome.
Now, if Swifties ruled the world, / you know you're Swiftie when. First up, we're bringing Lauren back with another voicemail.
Hey, this is Lauren, a.k.a. 13 Love Story 13 on Taylor Connect. And you know you're a Swiftie when on every 13th of the month, you and your best Swiftie friend have a blowout Taylor party where you listen to her lyrics, you watch her DVDs and watch interviews about her, and just have an entire day dedicated to Taylor doing nothing. And it really helps that I'm homeschooled. So that way I can do that. Bye, guys. Virtual hand hearts.
That sounds like so much fun.
Swiftie. I love it.
Yeah.
I did that for a couple months before her Speak Now It tour was going. It was a lot of fun hanging out with a whole bunch of Swifties.
So, Lauren, let me ask you this, though. For those Swifties who are not homeschooled, how are they supposed to dedicate an entire day to Taylor on the 13th? What if they have school that day?
Well, what do you mean, dude? You don't have to, like, sit at home all day just to celebrate Taylor. I mean, you know, like, wear a Taylor shirt, blast some Taylor music in the hallway. I don't know, decorate your locker.
Belle, you're a genius.
Yeah, I know, because that was just... Obviously, my IQ has to be at a certain level for me to think of those things.
Yes, exactly. Precisely.
Point being, that's awesome. Happy Swift Day on the 13th, even though it's not the 13th right now, but preemptively for the next Swift Day, and throw an awesome party, and then you should, like, tweet us and tell us what you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Totally. Thumbs up to that idea.
Score.
Okay, so our next one comes from Taylor Swift 13 Forever on Taylor Connect. And they said, if Swifties ruled the world, there would be no more cancer and the world would be a happy place. Rest in peace, Ronan, Grammy, and Grampy, and Muffin, my dog. Aww.
Aww. That's so sad.
Yeah, but nice, too.
Yeah.
Why don't Swifties rule the world?
They really should.
They do.
It would be a pretty cool place.
We're getting there.
We are.
Yeah.
So Swiftie13 fans on Twitter says, you know you're a Swiftie when you decide to do some scavenger hunt around the mall in your country, since it is only available now. Oh. Trying to find Wonderstruck perfume, even though you already have one. Because that's a Swiftie thing.
I love going to my mall and just do a drive-by spray.
Yeah, Haley, I usually do that.
Haley, this is not a drive-by. I.
Well, we're getting into train puns now? Are we adding that?
Train puns. Taylor loves train.
It's true.
It's funny because I would go and talk to the perfume girls. They're like, yeah, just come by anytime. We have it out all the time. And I'm like, yes. Now I'm just not going to look weird because they gave me permission.
All right. And we got another voicemail submission from Aubrey. Let's hear from Aubrey.
Hi, it's Aubrey for submission for You Know You're Swifty When. You know you're Swifty when you see an ex in the hallway and you start singing We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together to him and he gives you a really weird look. True story. Bye.
Well, I'm like impressed by that.
Rock on.
Awesome.
That takes some guts,
you
huh?
Go singing We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together to your ex. I like
well,
it.
At least that's like fun and kind of like, you know, in your face. It would be really sad if you like started walking by him and started singing Dear John.
Yeah, that would be a little sad. No, this one is more like sassy and fun.
Yeah.
But
I approve of this.
Never, ever, ever getting back together.
Oh, by the way, if there's any music execs listening to this, Adam wants a record deal.
Yeah.
Totally.
You can He's tell amazing. He has a beautiful voice.
Yeah, it's like an angel of choirs. Wait,
an angel of choirs. Yeah, I love those.
Choir of angels, Belle?
Yeah, that's where I was going meant. With that one.
Is it because I have the voice of an angel?
Okay. Once again, you have the voice of an angel being choked by the devil.
Haley, wow. Why don't you do the next one before this gets any weirder?
Before they actually take it to another level?
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is also from Taylor Connect, and it's from X Forever Enchanted X. And they said, you know you're a Swifty when Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People comes on the radio and you start singing Taylor and Zach's version the way they performed on the Ellen Show.
Sweet.
I do
every
that too.
Single time I come on this show. It's really weird, really weird. All because of Belle. Yeah, I said Belle.
Hey,
what I second now? This. Forever Enchanted.
Belle makes the show weird.
You both make the show weird.
Hey.
Haley and I are the normal ones.
Normal is...
One day that's going to bite you in the butt. I'm just kidding.
Normal probably. Is just a sense of... I don't
normalcy?
Know, yeah, exactly. Normal is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay. Anyways.
Who's beholding normal?
Our final submission comes from... I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Epanousis?
Why don't you spell it? Because I don't know how you pronounce
okay.
that either.
It's Epanousis on Twitter. I'm sorry that I don't know how to say your name. Maybe you could tweet us and tell us how to say it, because I probably just butchered it. Anyways, you know you're a Swifty when you literally dream about meeting Taylor, but you wake up and you're crushed because it didn't happen. This literally used to happen to me all the time. Actually, it still does happen to me all the time.
Still happens.
Yeah.
I know. I still have weird dreams, and once in a while, Taylor will
see?
Be in them, and I'll wake up, and I'll be like, that didn't really happen? Oh.
I know, and they feel so real, and then you wake up and you're like, oh.
I have these dreams, and I still haven't even got to, like, shake her hand.
I haven't gotten to shake her hand either.
You got a hug, though.
Yeah.
Haley, I have nothing.
One handshake.
That needs to, yeah. We need to make this happen for Haley.
We can do that.
You can do it, Haley! I believe in you! So, I'm starting to feel like, our friend Lauren is butter today. Because she is on a roll with these voicemails.
Go, Lauren.
Da-da. You get it? She's like butter because she's on a roll.
On a roll.
We get it, we're just not laughing.
So, let's hear the final voicemail from Lauren right now.
Hey, this is Lauren. I just want to say that you guys are awesome. And personally, I think that you need to have an episode that's all about the agency. Just nothing but talking about the agency and just spilling every single thing you know about them, and especially make this really awesome segment about Grant. Well, anyways, that's it. Bye.
So it must be Wish Day.
Must be.
So, Lauren, guess what we've got planned for this episode? Any guesses, anyone? Any guesses?
I think maybe it might be, I don't know, like a segment about the agency or something.
Just might.
Sweet! Segment on the agency.
Possibly. Yeah!
So basically, we're glad you pointed this out, Lauren, because it occurred to me very recently that we throw around names like we're all, oh, Grant, Amos, David, Caitlin, blah, 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 blah. We're throwing around these names. And some listeners might have no idea who we're talking about. So what we wanted to do for you guys this episode is give you an overview over who all the agency members are and what their role is in the band. So let's start with David Cook.
I love David. He's so nice.
David's awesome. By the way, he is not the same David Cook as American Idol.
No, different ones. No. Although they do look kind of similar, which is funny.
They kind of do, actually.
A little bit. But anyways, David plays piano / keyboards. Keyboard,
which are almost the same thing, but slightly different.
There are. Just one of them is, you know, electric and the other one isn't.
Right.
Oh, and he's super nice.
He is.
I think we already covered
that. He's super nice. Mm-hmm. When I was at the Speak Now concert in Denver, I was out there since, like, 6 in the morning, and by the time that they got there, we had a couple crowd, and it was really hot, and he brought us 2 cases of water.
Wow, that's so nice of him. He's also, he's a newer member of the agency. He got added at the beginning of the Speak Now tour. So he hasn't been around as long as some of the other ones, but he's definitely become a big part of the agency family, I think. And his wife is having a baby soon.
What?
Which is exciting.
Congratulations.
His wife, Shayna. Awesome. So congratulations to them. Oh, and if you want to follow him on Twitter, his Twitter is at David Cook Music.
His website is also davidcookmusic.com.
Yeah, and so, he's really funny and nice, and he responds to tweets. He's a cool guy.
So, round of applause for David Cook on keyboard and piano.
Yay!
David Cook, everybody.
Woo!
Next agency member we want to mention is Caitlin Evanson, who is the
AKA
fiddle player.
AKA Eunice.
Eunice! Who plays
she needs
fiddle?
To make another Eunice video. It's been a while.
Belle, can I say what she does first?
Fine.
She plays fiddle and does backup vocals.
And guitar.
And guitar.
Yes.
Yep. She plays acoustic guitar.
And like a million things, because she's Caitlin.
Yeah.
And rocks. Any funny Caitlin stories, anyone?
Funny Caitlin stories. Well, if you watch some of Taylor's old vlogs, you can see her as her alter ego, Eunice, which is always
Or if you saw her in the Mean performance, right? She brought out Eunice Mean on Speak Now.
Yeah, and I know there's a video somewhere on YouTube, though I don't know where it is, of one time she came out to sign autographs, like, for fans who were waiting before the show as Eunice. So,
was she signing her name Eunice?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
She, like, put on her glasses and her teeth.
She has a couple of videos on her own YouTube of her impersonating Eunice and, like, doing these, like, quote-unquote songs as Eunice. It's really funny.
Yeah, so she's hilarious and wonderfully talented.
And she actually does her own music, you guys. And a lot of people don't know this because she actually has her own album out.
Oh, it's out already?
Okay. Oh, it's been out for a while. It's her other album. It came out at least a year and a half ago. I know she's doing new music now again.
Yeah, she's like working on some of her own music right now.
Yeah, but you can actually get her old album at CaitlinEvanson.com.
Cool.
She'll send it to you and like personalize it for you and everything.
I want to look into that.
You should. It's actually really good. I got it like a year ago.
Does anyone know the origins of Eunice? Sorry to go back a conversation. Where it started?
No.
I
would love to know if someone can email us in or something.
What? We could just ask her. We'll just tweet her.
Like, what was the first appearance of Eunice?
I don't know.
All right. We'll figure it out eventually.
If anyone knows.
Yeah, if anyone happens to know, let us know.
Next agency member is going to be Amos Heller, who
is the bass player.
Amos is, I don't mean to play favorites, like, I love the whole band, they're amazing, but Amos has a special place in my heart.
Amos cracks me up constantly.
He has a special place in my heart, too, Belle.
He is awesome.
He gave me a high five in LA, it was the funniest thing. So, here's a story for you. At the concert at Staples Center the last night, they were at the end. You know how the stage comes out and makes that, like, T-shape, and at the end they all line up there, and they kind of wave and stuff like that? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm, for long live.
Yeah, so, exactly. So, naturally, people are, like, up at the stage trying to get the little hand-touch thing, right? And it's all these, like, little girls, like, young girls, teenage girls. I'm a big guy, you know, I'm 6'2" in height, and total, like, fanboy moment. I went running up to the stage, and it was funny, like, I'm towering over these teenage girls, and I'm like, ah, and, like, Amos saw me and started, like, laughing and gave me a high five off the stage.
That's really funny.
He actually, did we mention that he plays bass?
We did mention that.
Okay, sorry. He'll play for other bands once in a while, too, and during CMA Fest, Taylor wasn't able to be there this year, but a band was playing at one of the local venues called Old Dominion, and by the way, if you don't know them, you should look them up, because they've got really good music, and Amos was filling in for them that night. So I went down to see him, and a bunch of the other band ended up showing up, too. It was Grant and Claire, and Liz and her boyfriend, and everybody was just kind of hanging under the VIP section, so we were up there watching Amos play, and then he came out, like, after he was done with that band. There was a bunch of different bands playing that same night. He came up and just started hanging out for a while, and then me and my friend Brandy that I was there with ended up going down to see another band, and he actually, like, fished through the entire crowd to find us to say goodbye.
That's so nice.
Like, afterwards. That was really nice of him, so I was like, you were the coolest person ever.
He is such a sweetheart. He hung out with me at the concert. Before it started for, like, at least 2 hours.
What?
Yeah, none of the other band members came out other than David and Amos. And Amos was just out there the entire time talking with us. And we were going to do a photo. And for some reason, I had my arms crossed. So he crossed his, and he's like, oh, I thought we were doing a thug look. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know my arms were crossed.
That's funny.
But he's so funny and would crack jokes. And
I had it was a like funny a couple moment.
Weeks after they were funny. Making the Grant was sick jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had so much fun just playing with that, too.
What's your funny story, Maya?
Oh, I had a funny moment with him at the... It's the Madison Square Garden show, the last night of the tour, when James Taylor was a guest. And so he stayed, James Taylor, in case you weren't there or hadn't seen videos or whatever, James Taylor played with Taylor, and then he stayed for when they played 15. And that's when the whole band comes out. And I was in the pit, and Amos was there, like, playing and, like, freaking out. And at some point, he, like, made eye contact with me, and he was, like, smiling, and then he, like, pointed at James Taylor and mouthed at me like, that's James Taylor! Like, he was so excited. Like, as if I don't know who that is, but he's just hilarious and I love him.
That's funny.
So, if you want to enjoy Amos Heller's jokes, follow him on Twitter at Amos J. Heller.
He actually does really funny Twitter things. Sometimes he'll do what he calls three-word answers.
Oh my god, those are fun.
I think I have some in my favorites. He'll do a hashtag that says three-word answers, and you can ask him any question, and he'll try to answer it in three words.
Yeah.
And I have some of the really funny ones favorited that he, like, answered with mine.
That's awesome.
It's really funny.
So, next agency member, or sadly, former agency member.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Liz Hewitt. Backup vocals, correct?
Correct. Yes.
She's awesome. Fun and stuff.
She's
actually really cool.
She met Taylor at a meet and greet.
That was really cool. She used to be a fan of Taylor's.
She used to be a fan, and she met her at a meet and greet, and she, like, told Taylor that she wanted to be a singer, and Taylor, like, took her back and, like, listened to her sing and gave her some advice and stuff, and then whatever, a few years later, Taylor was looking for a new backup singer, and she showed up to the audition, and the rest is history.
Didn't Rick tell us that story in episode 20?
Perhaps. That wasn't when we interviewed here.
Him? I think so.
Bell, recap.
Yeah, he did.
Like, did he? Because he said that there were three people in the room. It was him, Taylor, and Andrea, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Rick was actually there for that.
That's cool. Cool.
To go listen to that story, go listen to episode 20.
Yeah.
Maya.
Sorry.
Maya, how dare you not listen to episodes you're not on?
I apologize.
You just revealed a deep, dark secret of yours.
I did. Sorry.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh, boy. But anyways, unfortunately, she's not with the agency anymore because she wants to do her own music, so you guys should definitely, like, continue to support her and check out her music.
Definitely. So follow her on Twitter, at Elizabeth Hewitt. Last name is spelled H-U-E-T-T. And next up, we got Mike Meadows on banjo. Yay.
Mike. I think Mike has been with the band for a little while.
He replaced Ben when Ben left. But I'm trying to remember, that was kind of a long time ago, though.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
That was a couple of years ago, at least.
Like, I think Mike was definitely, he was on the Fearless tour, for sure.
Yeah.
But he's really nice, too. He's really friendly. And he plays the banjo and the mandolin super well.
Mandolin? What's a mandolin?
It's like a...
It's like a mini
smaller
guitar?
Banjo guitar smaller thing.
Mini guitar.
Did you know there's a song from, like, 100 years ago called Lady Play Your Mandolin?
I did not know that.
I only know that because I think I heard it on Looney Tunes once.
Interesting.
Maybe it's just called mandolin. But either way, that's Mike Meadows, everybody. Banjo and mandolin.
You should follow him on Twitter, too, because he has funny tweets.
And he replies a lot.
And it's at, is it at Mike Meadows?
At, no, Small, at Small Town, Town Mike.
Oh, right, at Small Town Mike. I always get him confused because he's like the only one that it's not his name.
How dare you not use your name, Mike Meadows?
All right, well, next up, I think we have Adam's favorite. So
oh,
Adam,
my absolute favorite in the
why
agency.
Why don't you?
Not that I play favorites, but this is my absolute favorite. Grant Michaelson, everybody, on guitar.
Grant Michaelson is a beast.
Did you know one time I was talking to Belle about Grant, and Belle told me that he was, like, the best guitar player ever, even better than, like, Santana or something like that. Is that who we said?
I don't remember, but I remember the conversation, but I don't...
Like, it was the funniest thing. I'm like, hey, Belle, do you think Grant's a better guitar player than Taylor? Belle said.
Yes.
And then I'm like, Belle, do you think? And it was so funny. We went through all these, like, awesome guitar players and stuff. And I was like, come on, you're basically telling me Grant is the best guitar player in the world. And Belle said,
he is pretty awesome.
Thanks, Belle.
I think that he could probably master E flat diminished 9.
Could do what?
Belle is
talking. I think he could probably master E flat diminished 9.
Is that English?
Apparently.
It's a music thing.
It's a music thing. It's a. As my friend says, it's a man's chord. You could lose a finger.
I don't know what that means.
We should, Belle, you should tweet Grant and ask him if he can play that.
I should.
See what he says.
It's basically...
Tweet it from Taylor Talk. Let's live tweet. Let's live tweet.
Let's live tweet.
I got it. What am I asking him, Belle?
Can you play an
E-flat
diminished
9?
At Grant Michaelson. Can you play E-flat... What?
Diminished 9.
Can you spell that?
Diminished, D-I-M-I-N-S-H-E-D.
I have diminished, D-I-M-I-N-I-S-H, and E-D at the end? It's like
yeah,
past
diminished.
Tense. Past tense?
Mm-hmm.
And then the number 9?
Yeah.
So can you play E-flat diminished 9?
Yeah.
And tweet. For those of you that are following us on Twitter, you're going to see that now and be like, what the heck? And then you're going to listen to this episode and be like, oh, now I get it.
I would seriously like to know, though, because it's almost like a myth chord.
A myth chord.
Like, Grant is so awesome, I bet he can do it.
Yeah, he'd probably be the one, literally the one person that I would think would actually be able to do it.
Grant is another person
who's really fun to follow on Twitter. He tweets really hilarious things, and he's like
he is so funny.
Twitter
he's got the greatest
language.
Sarcasm humor.
Yeah,
love it.
Like even the other day, he tweeted a video of all of the screaming fans in Brazil outside their hotel. And he was always tweeting about the weather.
Oh yes, Grant's weather tweets.
Oh come on, make him sound less boring, please. Like
he's like,
no, it's not boring.
He's not boring at all.
I know he's not boring. I follow him on Twitter.
But his weather
you guys
are
like, he's
boring.
Tweeting about
That's really
the weather.
Funny because he's always complaining, and then people complain about the fact that he complains, so then he makes some sarcastic comment about it, and he's just hilarious.
He also tweets pictures and videos of his cat, Marilyn.
Yes,
she's
which is
really
so cute.
You know what? When Meredith was getting all the publicity and all the hype when Taylor first got her, I almost feel like Grant was, like, jealous. Like, how come my cat's not getting that attention? And he was totally, like, responding to every Meredith tweet with, like, what
with
about Marilyn?
Marilyn tweet. I know. There was like a little cat competition going on.
Yeah. I love the pictures of like Marilyn curled up with Lulu though.
I know. Oh my god, the two
They're
of them.
So,
so cute. In case everyone doesn't know, Lulu is Grant's girlfriend's daughter. Grant's girlfriend being Claire Calloway, who is one of Taylor's
dancers.
who we'll have to talk about in another episode.
Yeah.
Right now it's agency. So, does anyone want to hear my funny grant story?
I do.
I guess.
So, I told this story, like, way back on, like, episode 3 or 4 or something like that. I think it was 4 that was our post-New York City episode, but since a year ago, we've gotten a lot of new listeners. So, I'm going to retell the story, and it's going to be just as fun for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It will be. Anyway, okay. In New York City, Taylor's last show of the North American stretch of the Speak Now World Tour, Need to Breathe was on playing, opening for Taylor. And I was there with a Taylor Talk listener, Karen. Do you guys remember Karen?
Yeah, we all met her there.
Yeah, she's really cool. So we happen to have seats near each other, just complete coincidence. So we were hanging out for the whole show, and we saw Grant come out from behind, like, the curtain from the backstage area to watch Need to Breathe a little bit. And I was like, we need to get a picture with him. And Need to Breathe is playing, and they're rocking out, and it's really loud. And so I go up to the, like, gate thing in front of the first row, and I'm like, Grant, Grant. And, like, he just can't hear me, right? And the security guard is there, and it's all like, you need to get back to your seat. He was, like, literally growling at me, this guy. He was so mean. He was evil. And so I gave it one last shot, and I just scream, Grant! And finally he turns around and looks at me, and I do, like, the little thing with my fingers where it looks like I'm pushing the top of a camera, and I'm like, picture! And he, like, smiles and nods his head. He's like, yeah! And he comes over and to take a picture with me. And I just gave the security guard a look, and I'm like, here. And I shove my camera at the mean security guard that was trying to push me back to my seat. And I'm like, take the picture for us. And he, like, gave me the dirtiest look. But what's he going to do when Grant is right there?
Yeah.
So
that's funny.
That was my story. So I got my picture with Grant, and I was happy about it.
Lovely.
And he was wearing the Grant pants, the red ones.
My the red ones. The red pants. Not the that blue are actually ones. Claire's. He wears Claire's pants.
Yep.
Fun fact.
That really says a lot about who wears the pants in the relationship.
She actually tweeted the other day that it was a momentous day because Grant bought pants in the men's section for, like, the first time ever. It was, like, a big deal. They went shopping together, and he actually went to the men's section for his jeans.
Oh, poor Grant.
So, Grant is a character. He's funny.
He's a very unique person.
Definitely really, follow really him funny. On Twitter. He's absolutely hilarious. And watch some old Taylor vlogs, and you can see him being his funny self. Yeah.
Very funny.
So that's Grant.
Grant, everybody, round of applause!
Yay!
Next on the list, we have Daniel Sedownik, who is the percussionist for the agency.
He is. He's another newer member. He's also super duper nice. Also, his wife is really nice. I got to meet her at the New York show.
Did you guys?
What?
Leslie.
So, did you guys notice Daniel is, like, super buff? Like, dude is huge.
Yeah. He is.
He's really big. I think he's the one that was talking about. I have a video up of Nicki Minaj in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
When she came out to perform with Taylor. And I keep getting comments from people, and it's the weirdest thing. They're, like, commenting. They're like, since when did Voldemort start playing drums?
Oh, no, that's Al. That's not...
Is that talking
about
Al? Daniel,
that's Al.
Okay, I wasn't sure who
no, that's they like were a talking thing. About. I made this joke about Voldemort on the drums, and now it's, like, a thing.
Except I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't see the Voldemort look-alike-ness. But anyway, we'll get to that when we get to Al, then. Let's talk Daniel.
Yeah, so Daniel plays percussion, and he's really nice. He always comes out to meet people before shows. He would even, I know a few times he was super nice, and, like, if people brought gifts for Taylor, he would make sure to, like, bring them and give them to her.
That's really nice, because people put effort into those.
His whole family's really nice. He's awesome.
Round of applause for Daniel Sedownik, everybody.
Yeah. Woo! Oh, and his Twitter is @dsedownik, so you should follow him on Twitter.
Yes.
Yes.
Carrying right along, we have
now we're
another
getting to Polly.
Paul.
Really cool agency member, Paul Sedoti, everybody.
I love Paul. Paul's he plays awesome. The guitar and sings some backup vocals.
He has the second coolest hair in the band after Grant.
Yeah. And what else about Paul? He is a kid's obsession, as most of us know.
You know, I felt really special. The first Speak Now show I went to was in Cleveland. I know that's kind of random since I'm from Vegas, but I went to Cleveland.
Oh, that's his hometown.
Exactly. Let me get to, that's what I'm getting to. I have a friend of mine who lives there, and it is basically like, yeah, I have an extra ticket. If you can find your way to Cleveland, I'll bring you to see Taylor Swift. So I was like, oh, and I was on the sites like that night looking for cheapest airfare possible, and I flew out there. And anyway, so what I was getting to is, like Maya said, it is Paul Sidoti's hometown. And so Taylor did this little special little thing for him. And I thought that was really cool because obviously that's the only spot she's ever going to do it. That's a one of a kind thing because it was Paul's hometown.
Yeah.
It was really, really cool.
One of my favorite Taylor vlogs ever is when it was Paul's birthday. And she like comes up to him and she's like, hey, there's someone on the phone for you. I think his name is Gene.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Gene Simmons from Kiss, and Paul has like a major Kiss obsession, and it's just so cute to see his face because like he picks up the phone and Gene Simmons is like, hey, it's Gene Simmons, happy birthday. Like, oh, can you imagine if like your favorite singer in the entire world was on the phone wishing you happy birthday?
That'd be so cool.
She's pretty awesome for doing that.
Yeah.
That is, yeah.
So have any of you guys actually met Paul?
I have not. I've met Ashley. His wife.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I do have a good Paul, a nice Paul story. This is like years ago. It was back in 2008, I think. Yeah, it was in 2008. It was February. The whole band was playing a show at the Hard Rock, and Love and Theft was opening up for them. And Love and Theft, you guys know, Hey Steven from Fearless?
Yeah, it's Steven's band.
That guy. Yeah, Steven's band. We're opening from them. And then after the show, like, they were, Love and Theft was doing a meet and greet, like, outside, but they weren't gonna, for some reason, the venue wasn't gonna let Taylor. So me and the person I was with were, you know, went out there for the meet and greet, and we just kind of, like, ended up hanging out there because there wasn't a lot of people. And then the band started coming out, and Grant and Paul both came out. Like I said, this was years ago, and they just hung out with us for, like, an hour, and then they ended up going to get Taylor after everyone else left.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, just to be nice. That was really cool of them. So I was like, you guys are awesome. I heart you.
Aww. Yeah, I've never met Paul, but from what I've heard, he's very nice.
He's really nice.
He's an awesome guy.
He just looks nice. He's got one of those faces.
He does.
He does. Yeah. He just has that, like, he has the best smile.
His wife, Ashley, is, like, one of the sweetest people ever. If you ever get to meet her at a show, she's adorable.
Yeah.
She's really nice. Back at the New York show, like, a bunch of the wives, like, Leslie and Ashley and, Kara were all in the pit before the show.
I love
Kara. Got to, like, meet some of them, she's and Kara really was cool. Just, like, someone
sorry,
was talking.
Who's Kara? We haven't mentioned her yet.
Oh, Kara is Amos' wife.
Oh, okay.
And she was talking about her, her crazy husband and how crazy he is. We're like, yep, he's pretty weird.
Cool weird, though.
Cool weird, yeah. No, she was saying, like, he's nuts, but she loves him because he's nuts.
Totally. So go follow Paul Sidoti on Twitter, @ Paul Sidoti. That's Paul, guitar and vocals. Last but certainly not least, we have he who must not be named, Lord Voldemort himself on the drums, Al Wilson.
According to the Journey to Fearless documentary, he's like the father of the whole band.
He's what?
He's like the leader / father figure of the band.
Right, yeah.
Alice.
The leader.
He has a Twitter, but he's never tweeted. Tweeted.
So we should, wait, if Lord Voldemort's the leader, if Lord Voldemort's the leader of the band, should we rename the agency Death Eaters?
We could. I don't know how they would feel
and
about that.
Taylor Swift and the Death Eaters are on stage now. Can you imagine if Taylor Swift, one of the world's like sweetest little, what do they call her, country sweetheart or whatever?
She's America's sweetheart.
If country sweetheart jumps out on stage with the Death Eaters.
That would be hilarious.
That'd be awesome. But no, alas, Al Wilson is not actually Lord Voldemort.
No, but he does play the drums pretty darn well.
Does play the drums. You can always see him at the back of the stage rocking out.
Well, hey, I know one thing, Adam.
What's up?
If Al ever left the agency, he could definitely find a place in Wizard Rock.
Oh, I know, right? Al Wilson, Wizard Rocker.
Wait, guys, there's an important thing that we haven't talked about yet.
What's that?
How the agency got that name.
Oh, yes!
Oh, that's a good way to end our agency discussion.
That is.
But before we do that, I have to say one more thing about Al.
What's that?
He has over 2,000 followers, and he's never tweeted.
Never tweeted. But if you want to make that 2,001, or one more than whatever he's already got, go follow at Al's Drums. A-L-S
Drums. And then tweet the entire agency to tell them to tell Al to tweet.
Cool. So, Maya, please give us the background on how the agency got the name Agency and why we are going to change it to Death Eaters.
Well, if you have seen Taylor's music video for Picture to Burn, there is a part where the whole band goes into her ex-boyfriend's house and they're all dressed in, like, suits and they have Ray-Bans on. And so they kind of look like FBI agents, sort of, and they go through the whole house and they ransack it. And there's a hilarious part where Amos is standing by the dish drain, taking all of the silverware out and licking it. That's my favorite part. But anyways,
so random. I love it.
So because they all sort of looked like secret agents for that video, they decided to call themselves the Agency.
That's so cool.
Is they're like Taylor's secret agents.
Secret agent man.
Yeah. So do we want to talk about the new backup singers now?
Perhaps we should, because they may be inducted into the agency soon.
Yeah. So Taylor, as of, I guess, the VMA performance, has 4 new backup singers to replace Liz. Because Liz is so awesome that you have to replace her with 4 people.
Make up for 1 Liz.
Yeah. So their names are, let's see, Melanie Naima, Carly Thomas-Smith, Claire Turton, and Camilla Marshall.
Camilla.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's and spelled I think differently, though, than Camilla Bell.
What? I know that, but it's still kind of funny. Well, at least Taylor already knows that there's plenty of things that rhyme with Camilla.
That's true. And I think it's Melanie and Camilla both have Twitters. And I think they're just their names, I think. It's like at Melanie Naima and at Camilla Marshall. I'm pretty sure. The other two don't currently have Twitters, but hopefully they will get them.
And hopefully we'll learn more about them soon so we can update everybody on,
Cool info. According to someone who met Amos in Brazil this past week, they are going to be on the Red Tour. So hopefully we'll get to learn more about them and meet them and all of that good stuff.
Sweet! Thanks for that, Maya.
You're welcome.
Just to recap the agency for those who didn't already know who they were, you got David Cook, keyboard pianos, Caitlin Evanson, fiddle, vocals, what else?
And guitar.
Amos Heller on bass. The former Liz Hewitt.
On vocals.
So sad. Used to be
vocals.
She's
not really the former Liz Hewitt.
Oh, the current Liz Hewitt. That's formerly former agency, of the agency member. There you go. Yes. On vocals. Mike Meadows, banjo player. Grant Michelson, guitar. Daniel Sedownick, percussion. Paul Sidoti, guitar, vocals. And Al Wilson on drums. So that is it for the agency.
They're awesome. And by the way, if you are a Taylor fan, which I'm assuming you are if you're listening to this, just saying.
Nah.
Taylor is obviously incredibly awesome, but the whole band is really, really awesome. And if you haven't really paid attention to them in the past, if you go to one of the shows on the Red Tour, hang out outside a little early and meet a few of them when they come out and just, talk to them and see how awesome they are.
They're all so nice and so talented. A lot of them also are doing their own music and really awesome things on the side. So definitely check that out too, because besides that they get to play with Taylor, they're all amazing musicians in their own right.
Exactly.
Totes. So yeah, we're going to link to all their Twitter accounts and all their individual websites if they have them on the episode guide for episode 30. Like Belle said, go follow them. They're pretty cool. Carrying along to What Would Taylor Do? This week's What Would Taylor Do was submitted by Monique via voicemail, so let's hear from Monique.
Hi, this is Monique. So, my What Would Taylor Do is, what would she do if she was a stand-up comedian? She's already naturally funny. and she's got a really good sense of dry wit slash humor slash sarcasm. And she's really good at putting all like the voices and, you know, the whole mocking kind of thing. You know what I mean? So yeah, what would she do if she was a comedian?
Okay, so I think if Taylor were a stand-up comedian, that she wouldn't even have to try very hard. Like, she would just get up and things would just... Like, she wouldn't even try and make jokes is what I'm getting at. Like, just by talking, she would be funny.
Yes, she is pretty naturally funny. Although, like, there's a red carpet interview that she did, and it... What was it? I forget which award show it was, but it was, like, one of those things... You know how Ellen always has someone on red carpets, like, asking people questions?
Yeah.
And so, like, they asked her to list 10 things that she loves about Ellen. And she's, like, one of the 10 things that she loves about her is that she makes her seem funny even though she doesn't think that she's funny. So Taylor doesn't even think she's funny. But
she is. I think she's funny.
She is always funny. She just... she just kind of naturally, like, hilarious.
Her personality is just funny. It's not even, like, what she says. It's just, like, all these little things that she just does.
Yeah, a lot of times it's just, like, the way that she acts.
Yeah, just like all the little things. Like, speaking of Ellen, I mean, I'm sure that you guys have all seen the video of Taylor walking
getting
into the dressing room.
Oh my god, when she falls on the floor, it's the funniest thing.
Oh yeah, those were funny when Ellen scared her.
That was ridiculous.
My favorite.
So funny.
And then, you know, when she was doing the monologue thing, and she's like, "Annabelle, and I could have died." That was really
funny. See, so she is funny, and if you ever saw, like, when she hosted Saturday Night Live.
That was hilarious.
That there's was one even, of the like, a I've recent, like, she recorded, like, a promo. She was, like, recording a promo for Ellen's new season. And she's sitting there saying, like, "I love Ellen. She's so nice, and she makes you feel so loved and great." And then Ellen, like, sneaks up out of the corner and scares her. And she's like, "Why do you do things like that all the time?" And Ellen was like, "You forgot scared. You forgot to say that I make you feel scared." She's like, "Just keep going, it's fine." And Taylor's like,
So if Taylor were a stand-up comedian, then you think she'd be a clean one or a dirty one? Can you picture Taylor getting up there and just telling all these just dirty, raunchy jokes?
No.
I think
it'd be
funny.
Here's the thing. She could try to tell a dirty joke, and then she'd probably pause and her face would be beet red.
So that's what we think if Taylor were a stand-up comedian. What do you guys all think?
Tweet us, email, or voicemail us. Yeah.
Thanks for that voicemail, Monique. Last segment of the show.
Oh, sniffle.
What are Swifties listening to? Do you guys know this song?
I do.
Do you?
I know this song.
So, Caitlin from Facebook suggests that everybody go listen to "Want You Back" by Cher Lloyd.
It's a really cute, fun song. Cher Lloyd is a singer from England. I think she's like 19. And,
she's only 19? Wow.
She's really young. Yeah, and it's just, like, this cute, like, sassy, fun song. I think... No, actually, I'm not going to say that because I'm probably wrong. But I thought that maybe it was also written by Max Martin. But I could be making that up. Yeah, it's just, like, a cute, fun song if you want something to brighten your day.
I hear it on XM a lot.
Yeah, it's, like, all over the radio lately.
Like, I hear it a lot. And it is catchy and fun. So go listen to "Want You Back" by Cher Lloyd. Everybody.
Do it.
And that concludes our episode 30 of Taylor Talk. We hope you enjoyed learning a little bit about the agency and all the other fun stuff we had going this episode.
Yeah.
There were a million voicemails, and I loved it.
Send us more.
Send us lots more.
Voicemails are our favorite.
Definitely. So, for episode 30 of Taylor Talk, this has been Adam.
Belle.
Maya.
I'm Haley.
Saying, have an awesome week, guys. We'll see you next time for 31, which is 13 backwards. We got to do something special for that, don't we?
We will.
Yes, we'll definitely.
Give
You're
us ideas, guys. Awesome. Ideas. Send them in. Okay? Please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. One more thing. What? Actually, for episode 31, me, you, and Diane are all going to be in the same place.
We are. Whoa. Vegas party. Woo, woo.
So, yeah, you guys have to think of something awesome for us to do. We should have a challenge.
Taylor Talk Challenge.
Taylor Talk dun, Challenge. Dun, dun. Who can come up with something awesome for us to do on episode 31? And also keep in mind that Adam, me, and Diane are all going to be together on that day. So
yeah, yeah.
We come challenge you guys to come up with ideas and thoughts for this.
So for episode 30 again. Oh wait, we already did that. Bye guys.
Virtual hand hearts.
Bye.
Virtual hand hearts.
See you next week.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.